unheardnerd.com.
Welcome to Word to the Nerd, the interview podcast from the unheardnerd.com. I'm your host, Will, and at a recent MC Lars show in London, I was joined by US rapper Tribe One from his band Malibu Shark Attack, as well as UK rapper Akira the Don, and it all got a bit twisted, and Akira the Don ended up interviewing Tribe One. Enjoy the show.
Listen up, yeah, it's a word to the nerd, coming through the speakers from the one you never heard. A brand new show you don't want to miss, because you never heard a nerd with a style like this. Nerdcore, hip-hop, 8-bit, pop rock, it's our culture on the rise and it won't stop. Podcast drop, best day of the week, because the unheard nerd is about to speak. The unheard nerd is about to speak. The unheard nerd is about to speak.
At about May time every year, MC Lars heads over to the UK for a club tour and some appearances at the Slam Dunk Festival, three dates across three venues. And every year I head over and catch Lars at his London show. It's a club show, which means he's playing his laptop set. And what I love about these shows, apart from seeing MC Lars, because he's always good value for money, is the fact that he brings some really interesting support acts with him. Last year, he played the show. If you've listened to the interview I did with Int 80 of Dual Core, you'll know that it was a gig on my birthday at a club called Syria on the Pentonville Road near King's Cross in London.
But that show in London was fantastic. Like, MC iPod was super friendly. Always MC Lars puts on a great show. And I really, really like Too Many Tees a lot. Their chemistry together, their coordination was just excellent.
Int 80 obviously is US-based. His partner in crime, C64, is UK-based, but because they're touring in the UK, Lars has brought over Int 80 with him. I don't know what the pay arrangement is for that, or who pays for the travel. I expect the artist is, but he gives them the opportunity to come over and tour in the UK, and that's something I really, really enjoy about what MC Lars brings to the UK. And this year was no different. Coming over, bridging the Atlantic gap this year, was Tribe One, an artist I've been following for some time. Someone who, when you hear the interview, I've been a fan of through an EP he did with Adam Warrock. And he is coming over to perform, or has come over to perform, with a Belfast-based band who make up the international collective, if you like, Malibu Shark Attack. Now, I'll be reviewing the album, Malibu Shark Attack, self-titled, on the website soon, so do check that out.
Where you been, Lars? Where you been? Where you been, Lars? Where you been?
I've been touring everywhere just to bring this world joy. On the three-year-long mission just to merge and destroy. I've been to Sydney, been to Dublin, been to Tokyo, we're back. Still rocking Capcom hoodies and that dirty ace cap. I'm still repping Northern Cali, hella nonconformist. I took with gym class heroes and then they got ginormous. I've drawn a lot of comics and I've rocked a lot of shows. I saw Nerdcore come, I saw Nerdcore go. I did a track with MC Chris, though I kinda wish I knew. He'd be like, I want $3,000 for that verse, or I'll sue.
True.
I opened for T-Pain, he had zero production. He made my drummer move his drums, gave his stage manager instructions.
Move your drums.
I DJ Johnny Phillips' wedding, Gerard Way was there. I'm like, we have the same booking agent. He's like, ask me if I care.
I met Weird Al and I met Flavor Flav. I met DMC, but the photo wouldn't save. I'm like, camera phones suck. He's like, I know they're really tricky.
I got to the show pretty early because I work very close to the venue, and I was first punter through the door and soaked up a beer while I caught the sound check for Malibu Shark Attack. And it wasn't long after that that Tribe One headed up to the bar area where they were streaming the sound check on a screen, and I introduced myself. He gave me a great big bear hug. I bought him a beer, and that's one of the great things about the nerdcore scene. Everybody that I've met so far has just been remarkably friendly, open, warm, and personable. There's so much to be said for a genre like that. Also got to meet the rest of the band, including the driving force behind Malibu Shark Attack, a gentleman by the name of Rocky O'Reilly. And good Lord, if that isn't an Irish name, I don't know what is. And we talked a little bit about who appears on the album, and there's a whole host of people that, you know, maybe wouldn't expect to be on an album like this. Faces you might recognise from the nerdcore scene include Jesse Dangerously, MC Lars features on there, Adam Warrock as well, And there's artwork on the album is by Rusty Shackle, somebody whose artwork you'll recognise from working with the Thought Criminals and Adam Warrock, as well as Tribe One. But interestingly, the other artist on the album that really stuck out for me is somebody whose music I listened to an awful lot when I was at college, when I was younger. They had an album called 1977, which was an ode to the year that Star Wars came out. And it was the pop punk band Ash, and guesting on this album is Tim Wheeler, and the frontman from the band. And I got to talking to Rocky about that, and Rocky has a history of production, and he had a band, Oppenheimer, which you might recognise from a song I played on the mixtape a few weeks ago by Malibu Shark Attack. And you know, he's been around the music scene for quite some time. He's a really chatty fellow. I mean, he talks for Ireland, really. Carries on and on, but very engaging, very interesting. Obviously got a lot going on. Not keen on the city, prefers a quieter life in Dublin. Wants to move out into the sticks, really, where he's got his studio, and keep himself to himself, and just raise his family there. But interesting to talk to him, interesting to meet the touring band they had, who also teamed up, and in their own words, they said they were touring smart. There was B Mix C, and a young lady by the name of Yellowbridge, who was an artist who performed, or a contestant on the Irish version of The Voice. And I mean, she has a remarkable voice, really. I was blown away by it, and just lovely, lovely people. So they were the opening act, B Mix C, and yeah, it was a good show. It was fun, lots of energy. Mick himself came into the crowd, he was swirling everyone around. It was really good fun. And like I say, wonderful voice from Yellowbridge. They also form half of the touring band for Malibu Shark Attack. So it's good to see them back on stage. And he was playing a MIDI keyboard. She was offering up vocals. And then Rocky was providing guitars with Tribe One, who's an enormous guy in person. I mean, really tall, and his hands are huge. As he was on stage, I was stood pretty much right beneath him. I felt like his hand, he was just going to pick me up by the head at some point. But I really enjoyed their show. So if you ever get the chance to see Malibu Shark Attack, and I know Rocky was talking about having a band that tours in the UK and a band that tours in the US, so that either he can go over to the US and tour, or Tribe One can come over to the UK and tour, and it's, yeah, not such a logistical nightmare. But if you do get the chance to see them, definitely do that, because they're really good fun.
Last name feelings, first name I've got. So many ready for any 20-minute time slot. Throw your confetti, I'm rolling heavy on a pride walk. Shining light on societal blind spots. Call the vice squad, call the night's watch on me. I'm a half black rapper, half white walker zombie. I know you never heard of Tribe One and Rocky, but you're gonna wanna have us on your iPod promptly. Went against the grain and they portrayed me as a rebel. I don't wanna change the game, I wanna play a different level. And this beat is so goddamn dope, no joke. I almost wish it could've stayed an instrumental. I've been following a dream since barely 18. Suckers dare to compare like they're the same thing, but if this was just another harebrained scheme, why am I flyer than an airplane wing? And we jump like we never had to walk on solid ground.
Malibu Shark Attack.
And we rock like we don't know how to turn the volume down.
Malibu Shark Attack.
And we dance like we never wore a tux or ballroom gown.
Malibu Shark Attack.
You'll know when you see us, cause we work like we didn't have an ocean between us. In this form, I was forged in a furnace, and I only want your support when I've earned it. So save your money till you're sure I deserve it. Until then, download it, torrent, and burn it. I'm not concerned with Grammys or clout. I'd rather hiss the galaxy and read the salmon of doubt. No friends, only fam is the chant that we shout. Trying to make the world better and our families proud. It's just a matter of time before we get to the top. On the rise like Legos and Tetris blocks. Stacking real hip-hop, electric pop, Celtic rock, and anything else you got. Throw it in the melting pot for a mixture of sacred ancient artifacts. Blending indie rock guitars and early party raps. Yeah, we're talented, but how do you market that? Just call it Malibu Shark Attack.
There's more to that song, which you'll find on their album Malibu Shark Attack, self-titled. You can find it at malibusharkattack.bandcamp.com. Also on the lineup for the evening was Akira the Don, and it was a farewell gig for him, unplanned, but nonetheless gratefully received by fans of his. Akira the Don has called it a day, ended his musical career in the UK. He's given up the name Akira the Don, although actually you'll still find him on social media under the name, but musically that name is gone, it's vanished. He finds himself at the moment without a home in the UK, so him and his wife sees this as a perfect opportunity to move to the US. When he gets to the US, he's going to open a nightclub with a business partner, launch his own clothing label, and he's going to focus his musical talents on a new project called Midnight Men. You'll hear a little bit about that in the interview that's coming up. But Akira the Don, it was a bit of a juxtaposition, a bit of a jarring experience to go from the sweetness of Malibu Shark Attack and the upbeatness and the, you know, the sing-along vibe to Akira the Don, who sort of kicked off his set rather boxer style, as I said in my review on the website. Very rugged, very raw, but he did say that they hadn't rehearsed at all. He had his DJ, Jack Nimble, on stage with him, basically just throwing out beats, throwing out a few bars of songs. Akira the Don would put in a few verses, put in a chorus, and you know the idea was to mix it up very rapidly, very quick fire, so that he could get a lot of his songs in, because you know, not a very long set for a huge amount of work over 10 years, and it's not possible to fit every track in. But you know, as the set progressed, he got into it, it was a bit funny, it was a little bit edgy, it was a little bit disjointed, but it was all good fun. And especially when we got to the track Thanks for All the AIDS, everyone was singing along, throwing their arms up in the air. Akira the Don brought on a few guests. He had MC Lars come on stage for a track, Living in the Future, and a very enjoyable experience all round. So yeah, final gig for Akira the Don. As I said in my review of the gig, it feels like a loss for the UK, and you know, fans obviously of Akira the Don are gonna be sad to see the end to that musical outlet, that musical journey from the man. But let's look forward to Midnight Men, see what that throws up, and wish Akira the Don and his wife and his son Hercules all the best in the US.
I woke about 9, opened up my eyes, figured it's time to rise. Through the curtains open wide, I peeked outside. Yo, the weather was fine, I knew that was a sign that today would be a good day. Popped the CD on, jumped in the shower, splashed and washed, and I'm fresh like a flower. Next, grab a towel and I dry myself off, and grab my best goods. Yes, it's time to get dressed. I rock white socks, my FUBU boxes, clean white jeans, and this mean white top that zips down the side of my neck to my left shoulder blade. Feel like I just got paid today. Yeah. Brush my teeth and my hat, then I popped my contacts in, and I've been the containers. Put on my trainers out the front door, wave hi to the neighbors. Oh. What a glorious thing, waking up in the morning, baby. Oh, what a glorious thing, get to have the whole day. Hey, oh, what a glorious thing, waking up in the morning, baby. Oh, what a glorious thing, you get to have the whole day. So I hop on my stolen bike and ride down the Kingsland Road. Bouncing over speed bumps, calves, pump pedals. The way I ramp that plank, I deserve a friggin' medal. Petrol fumes, looms, as my bike zooms. I'm stuck behind a bus and a swap and a cough. Which reminds me, when the sun's blistering, I'm gonna have to take an antihistamine, or else I get stressed again. Sneeze, I had to split my vest again. Vex my chest till I'm depressed again. No way passes, so I drop by the office. Check out my emails, females blowing up my inbox. Boom, soon though, I'm off again, headed down park. Hook it with my peeps, we kick ball till it's dark. Then we're off to rock a show, yo, I'm super glad it's done this time. Kicking dope rhymes in the summertime. What? Oh! What a glorious thing, waking up in the morning, baby. Oh, what a glorious thing, get to have the whole day. Hey, oh, what a glorious thing, waking up in the morning, baby. Oh, what a glorious thing, you get to have the whole day.
So that was the show. Great performances all round. Malibu Shark Attack killed it. Akira the Don brought this game. MC Lars blew the roof off. And all that was left was for me to head outside and have a chat with Tribe One and Akira the Don. I managed to collar them both at the same time, grabbing some air from the hot club. So what follows is an interview with Tribe One and Akira the Don. What actually turned out to happen was Akira the Don took over the interview and started interviewing Tribe One at one point. And there's also an interloper giving out cigarettes and a few concerns about beer, for which I apologise. So without further ado, enjoy the interview. This is Akira the Don and Tribe One.
TheUnheardNerd.com.
Again?
Seriously?
Is it the anniversary of...
Is it Devil's Night?
And what's the face of Beehive Woman's death?
Amy Winehouse.
Oh, Amy Winehouse. Is this a thing?
Maybe not.
We're recording. Every year on the anniversary of her death, set fire to Camden. That would be cool.
This is the Unheard Nerd, and I'm with Akira the Don and Tribe One.
Say Splash. Hi,
Akira the Don.
Splash.
Splash.
Say hello.
Tribe One. I'm taking this opportunity to interview these guys because we're outside of, was it called Syria?
Syria.
I don't know how to pronounce it, but we're here.
We're at Syria.
And this is Akira the Don's last ever gig.
Yes.
And you committed suicide at the end?
Yes, I'm dead.
And so we're communicating via the realms of the undead.
Where's that Scouse guy?
Hey there. Yeah, I'm talking to the kid at the Don right now, and he says he's sad and crying his little eyes out.
No, he's not sad, because he just performed a fucking awesome gig, and it was the last one ever.
Yeah.
As a kid at the Don.
Yeah.
And what's next?
Yeah, next, I'm going to go home and watch Game of Thrones.
But musically, what's next is you're moving to...
Yeah, I'm moving to Los Angeles and embarking upon a career as the proponent of peak wave philosophy.
Yeah. We've got to say goodbye to some people. Hi, Tribe One, how you doing?
I'm doing very excellent. Glad to be here in the UK.
And it's lovely to have you here. As soon as Akira Don comes back, I will continue to talk to him, but I will talk to you as well, because it's awesome to have you here.
It's great to be here.
I have to tell you, one of my favourite songs is off the... I always get it the wrong way around. Is it Paper Cut? And dangling headphones, or dangling headphones and paper cutters?
It's paper cutters and dangling headphones.
And it's the Pixies cover,
Bipolar, yeah.
That's one of my favourite ever songs. I love that a lot, and I play it a lot on the podcast.
Thank you. That's my friend Adam Warrock, and the beat was made by our friend Jules, who is an amazing, amazing producer. He produced about half of the songs, or no.
Yeah.
I think he did like almost all of the songs on my EP, and he's going to be doing about half of the songs on my album that's coming out later this year.
Awesome. Akira the Don is back. Hi.
Yes.
Splash. Is that
spreading moisture?
Absolutely. It's a hot day, because it's a hot day in London, yeah. And it's a hot gig.
Yeah.
So Midnight Men, what is it? It's a remix, or it's what is it?
It's just some really, really, really fly shit on the principle of peak, peak wave.
Who's your brother-in-arms on that?
Wade Crescent.
And who is he? Where do we know him?
International Man of Mystery, party dude. International party dude. He's a party dude. Last time I was over there, I was hanging out at his club, and Mickey Rourke was down there, like, goggling transvestites. he's one of those sorts of guys. Anyway, yeah, we're opening a nightclub.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, it's going to have, like, fish tank partition on the VIP area. So, yeah. Going to do that. Going to go to LA, open a nightclub, do a residency, build up a thing, and ultimately go to Vegas and have, like, a Tom Jonesian sort of career, playing.
Peak
experience shit to people.
So humble plans then.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing too big.
You know, it's YOLO. I mean, which I think is presumptuous, especially given all that investigation the Egyptians did into the matter. But say it's YOLO. YOLO, you know what I mean? YOLO like a motherfucker, and YOLO the fuck over to Los Angeles and do some YOLOing.
Excellent. And what did you think of Tribe One set?
That's this guy. I was like, what? This guy? It's ridiculous. Like, how rare is it to go to a rap show and understand a fraction of what someone is saying? And it's always like, oh, shit PA or oh, shit speakers or whatever the fuck. But no, certain motherfuckers can cut through whatever the fuck and can throw that fucking shit like a rugby ball. Smash the windows like that. So this guy, I observed this guy smashing windows from the larynx area. Like that. Vomitus Maximus Avec Mjolnir Smash.
It was good. I like the Thor reference. That's good. Yeah. I like it.
And try
pronounce it.
It's close enough. Yeah, it's good enough.
Yeah.
And Tribe One. I've been a fan of yours for some time.
Thank you.
And especially with your work with Adam Warrock, as we've discussed.
Good dude.
Yeah.
Good dude.
How are you finding the UK?
Am I allowed to curse?
Yeah.
I fucking love it here. Splash. Exactly. This is some of the most fun. In fact, it might be the most fun I've ever had. I've never had beer come in taller glasses, and I've never had so much of it given to me for free, including the one bought for me by Will from the Unheard Nerd podcast.
And now I'm embarrassed.
Right?
Yeah, who is that guy?
Kind of heard of that guy.
Who's that?
Pretty sure.
Did you ever expect to be having an interview with Akira the Don as well?
No, I did not. This is another.
I think in about 2 weeks, maybe at some point in my life, I'll be stood on a fucking pavement. All sweaty, all moist.
Well, London buses.
Splashed up. What were you calling it?
Oh, yeah. It's so every night I have a contest with myself to see how far down my shirt I can sweat. And now I'm down to the happy trail.
the happy trail.
Or the crab ladder.
The crab ladder.
As it's known.
As it's known in this
part world. Yeah. We're learning a lot more.
Yes, we'll say yes.
And so you came to the UK last Thursday and met your band for the first time.
Very first time, yeah. We had Rocky O'Reilly, formerly from the band Oppenheimer, and I had worked on an album for about a year and a half, and we finished it last April, I want to say, right before I went on tour with MC Chris. And, you know, we figured out that it worked live with a laptop, and so we wanted to try it out with the band. And so I flew to the UK, got here on Thursday, about 2 hours before our gig, and then jumped on stage.
Yeah. How about that?
That's some futuristic shit.
And actually, living in the future.
Could have been shit. What would you do with your shit? Yeah. What would you have done, though, if it had sucked?
I probably would have flown home in disgrace.
What would you have done if in real life you hated those motherfuckers?
Oh, my God.
Are they really, really, really? Would you have, like, suffered it out and, like, pretended? What would you have done?
I think I'm a pretty easygoing guy. I think I would have suffered through it. Luckily, though, they're all charming, lovely, delightful people.
He's got his teeth gritted as he's saying this. By the way, this is radio, so you can't see the horror in his eyes.
Yeah. Unheard Nerd exclusive. I fucking hate those people. They're awful.
Unheard Nerd exclusive. Akira the Don is interviewing Tribe One. I like this. Yeah. This is good. Akira,
when did you first decide that you were going to smash windows with your larynx?
Oh, shit. I guess in, like, 8th grade. I'm old as fuck. I'm 32 years old. And I've been rapping...
Come on. All right.
And I've been rapping since about...
I gotta say, your host is 37.
Look at his age, motherfucker! Look at his graying temples.
And Akira the Don just turned...
What?
What did you just turn?
It was my birthday on Friday.
It was?
I was 13.
Happy early birthday.
13. Thanks, man. 13.
13.
13 years old.
13 years old. And looking good for it. This is good. We've been enjoyed by it.
Blowjob.
We've been joined by somebody who's facilitating with cigarettes. Hello, who are you?
I'm Matt. Hello.
Hello, Matt. This is a blog that you'll never have heard of, and it's a podcast you'll never listen to. It's theunheardnerd.com.
Dude, you have no fucking idea. I know shitloads about the internet. I'm all over that shit.
Yeah, he's the aggregator of the internet. He's the official aggregator. That's the international, the renowned Matt Muir of Web Curios fame, who condenses the internet into one... column read by about 17 nerds every Friday.
AKA my listener. My listener. One.
You've hit peak demographic right here. This is all good.
Perfect. I'm a little worried that the lady that served me beer all night has come outside.
Why are you worried about this?
Because she can't serve me beer when she's outside.
Yo, that's real. That is real. That's real deal. Holyfield real.
I'm thinking of the bigger picture.
The struggle is real.
Yeah. The turn-up is debatable at this point. The turn-up is in question.
Well, we're talking outside. MC Lars is probably killing it on stage, and I have to say, big up Lars.
We can see him on the monitor.
Is he still there?
Yeah, he's still up there.
Yeah, and he's throwing Illuminati hands.
There are arms up in the air, and everyone's giving it Lars. So with that, I will say thank you, Akira the Don.
Ali Bumbaye. Ali Bumbaye.
Big up the Midnight Men. And thank you, Tribe One.
Thank you so much for having me.
And maybe we'll do proper interviews at some point.
Why was this not proper?
Well, this was a proper interview, but an in-depth interview.
Yes.
And we'll discuss the unit.
Pretty in-depth. We got on the crab trail. What was that shit? The gravy train?
We didn't even get into the unicorn T-shirt.
Yeah, well, that's a whole... That runs yourself, but that doesn't work on the internet.
Unicorn... Unifornication.
Unified Unicorn.
That's what that shit is called.
That is my clothing label.
It's coming soon.
Coming soon.
Coming soon to a teenage girl's outlet near you.
To midnightmen.com.
Yeah, also.
How do you spell that?
You spell it with ID. I
can't spell it. It's NIT.
Rappers are supposed to be able to just spell shit. I have to think about it. MIDNITE.
Men.
Men. Men. One word. Capitals.
Check it out.
Yeah, with bass.
No. Where do we find you?
MalibuShark.bandcamp.com, and we're on Facebook and Twitter too.
Huge thanks to Akira the Don and Tribe One, and I never ever expected to hold an interview with both of them at the same time. And that's probably the last ever Akira the Don interview, so a bit of an exclusive as well. But I would like to get him on the show later on to talk about Midnight Men, talk about how things are going in the States, and find out how he's doing in general, and also get Tribe One and perhaps Rocky O'Reilly from Malibu Shark Attack on the show as well. If there are any nerdcore artists you would like to hear me interview, get in touch. It's theunheardnerd@gmail.com. It's facebook.com/theunheardnerd, and on Twitter it's @theunheardnerd. Phew. Check out theunheardnerd.com. I'm going to play out the show with a song by Malibu Shark Attack.
Hey yo, the burner's in the building. Moving up the eastern seaboard, Malibu to New York to Nova Scotia. Might gotta take my shirt off. Oh snap, this is no act, this is no accident. No low-fat Atkins stamped on the package. We don't hold hands and we don't fold napkins. Rap game, Frodo Baggins. Marching in the Mordor solo, so old-fashioned. So Cro-Magnon, practically half Jurassic. Massive Tyrannosaurus swag is classic. I'm a grown man so I don't throw tantrums. Just go ham yelling YOLO. Don't go back on our word, no quotes redacted. We master the curve, you're below the average. Crafted and nurtured a chapter and verse, so the pastors and churches will quote this passage. Now don't act so mad just cause you don't have post-grad vocab. Dope raps in an accent thick as molasses. Back since Jackie Onassis. Check it. Atlanta to Canada, traveling the roadmap. From Staten to Manhattan, we put in the yo back like, yo, it's in New York. Yo, it's in New York. Yo, it's in New York. To New York, to New York. Put the yo into New York. Yo, it's in New York. Yo, it's in New York. To New York, to New York. Whole team is so fresh and so clean, dressed to impress, double decker supreme. All of these ladies, no less than a queen on the scene, so fetch and so mean. I live my whole life like it's Friday Night Lights, Matt Saracen, with a rap flow that has no comparison. I'm half black, half actual alien, galaxy class, yo, Astro-American. Haters insist on the way that we live is immature. They get a ticket to take a trip on the Hindenburg. My language addiction is changing the hipsters and the nerds, making it Middle Earth and Williamsburg. Shape, shape, you can drown in the wreckage. We're about to put this motherfucker down in a second. And the sound of the breath of them abound in the mechanism. Now with the reckon and I reckon I can read the things. I'm switching up and getting near, disappear. Fidget don't visit, the visitor with the cat. Committed for the blizzard and the tag. I'm a wizard in my staff. Can't fidget, I'm Alfred. Do my Batman fidget, I'm a fat decathlete. Now that's ambitious, I'm mathematic. Backflips on your mattress, that's with the big tropical to put the. Yo, it's in New York. Yo, it's in New York. Yo, it's in New York. To New York, to New York, to New York. Put the yo into New York. Yo, it's in New York. Yo, it's in New York. To New York, to New York.
TheUnheardNerd.com is there for you. It's for your interests, whatever you like to see on it. If you've got a nerdy project, a podcast, or something to say, get in touch. Go to TheUnheardNerd.com/contact. You can write for the website, you can do a one-off article, you can write regular articles, as long as it meets the standards, which are pretty much just keep it positive. If you want to produce a podcast, again, get in touch. I can give tips, I can give advice. And we can get it on iTunes. We'll put it on our podcast channel. And it will be on Stitcher as well. We'll promote it on the website with a post. If you've got something that you want to get out there, theunheardnerd.com is there for you. It wasn't just designed to be my mouthpiece. It's there for everyone. So, get in touch. theunheardnerd.com/contact or hit me up, theunheardnerd@gmail.com.
unheardnerd.com.